U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice stressed the importance of tourism at an international travel and tourism summit in Washington, D.C. this week.
Throughout our history, America has always been a welcoming nation, and today we are more committed than ever to advancing our tradition of openness.
She announced new measures to speed up the flow of travelers, including 500 new consular positions overseas and electronic passports for faster processing of visitors at the nation's borders. Her remarks were well received by U.S. tourism officials, who complain the tourism business has declined as a result of stricter security measures after the September 11th terrorist attacks. According to the Travel Industry Association of America, U.S. market share of international tourism is at an all-time low, dropping 35% between 1992 and 2004. Roger Dow is the chief executive of TIA.
Everyone's looking for the same tourists, so our share has actually slipped because the pie of travelers has grown and our slice has stayed the same.
The hotel business is just one of the industries that has suffered losses. James Lebosco is general manager of the Madison Lowe's Hotel in Washington, D.C.
The impact of the terrorist attacks really affected travel to D.C. in particular. Restricted airports and security and everything else had significantly impacted our business levels.
Tourism business leaders say they are hopeful that collaboration with the government over how to attract foreigners will succeed, and that the new measures will bring back international tourists and their money to the U.S. Paige Collick, VOA News.